Well, I hope it's not tonight when I'm at the school bus demolition derby at the Washington County Fair.
What is the least convenient time for it to happen to you?
That baby's going to drop at 6:30 and my night's going to be made until about 8:45.
I honestly do hope that it happens at like a point in time where your phone is like accidentally turned off or something. People are frantically trying to get a hold of you and you are blissfully unaware of it.
I mean, do you really think that I'm going to be that transfixed by the school bus demolition derby? I've never been to a demolition derby in my life. What am I in store for?
Things to be demolished. You don't know what a demolition derby is? Also, it sounds it sounds like that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're right. It's Wednesday, August 14th.
What is it tonight? It's semis?
It's like junk cars that...
Hot semi.
It's just junk cars that like ram into each other.
Yeah.
What, a hot semi?
No,
demolition derby.
Oh, hot, dude.
But what are the rules of it, though?
I don't really think there are no rules.
Yeah. You just bash into each other?
When your car stops, like, functioning, basically?
Yeah, I mean, so, like, where I grew up, it was legitimately right next door to where they had demolition derbies.
You were right in the heart of demolition derby country.
Oh, I was, baby. New Alexandria, that is the heart of demolition derby country out in Salem Township, my man. But, yeah, basically, like, the car...
What speedways out there?
There's Keystone.
No, Jennerstown's way out there, right?
Yeah, it's not near those.
Where's Lernerville?
It's not that one either.
Okay.
But yeah, basically, once a car is dead, the guy's just out. So it's basically whichever vehicle.
It's a last man standing thing for vehicles.
It's a last man standing, Royal Rumble, whatever you want to call it.
Is this an ignorant question? Are these one use only vehicles?
No, they're like old junkers. No, you could then.
But if they get beaten up so badly that they don't work anymore in the race, and
part of the beauty is fixing them up.
They fix them up for that next run a couple weeks later.
Oh, here it is. Keystone Raceway Park. My goodness.
Boy. Is this just for fun, or are there legitimately people out there that are making big money?
No, they're looking to get drafted into the pro demolition derby.
I don't know if I'd say big money.
Drafted.
I mean, yeah, normally people that win, I don't know.
Are they old heads that are driving them?
No, I mean, probably guys that are like my age.
I know a dude named Rich who lives kind of out that way, like Connellsville. I don't think he has a demolition derby car, but he absolutely has like one of those, you know, old looking sports cars that he's been working on forever that he enters into races.
Thursday night at Washington County, koi drag racing. So they're just taking those big fish and letting them. What is that all about? Right.
Wait, spell the koi in koi.
K-O-I drag racing.
No, KOI has got to be an acronym for whatever drag racing organization it is. They're not taking fish. Putting rockets on their tails? What's wrong with you?
I think KOI is just like the company or brand.
Yeah. It's probably Keystone Operating Industries or something, and then they just get those dragsters.
They bring those fish and they just toss them on asphalt. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Amanda said there would be a lot of animals at this thing. Tonight.
Yeah, probably like a petting zoo, right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, and you'll walk through like the...
I'm genuinely intrigued.
Like the barn set up and those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never been to a county fair.
Stella's
going to
absolutely love it. I would wear a pair of you know what kickers, though.
Exactly what I have on now.
They're going to call you city slicker and everything, man. They are going to absolutely eat you for lunch. You got like your slick little polo shirt on.
It's in Washington County. You get some Peters Township folk out there. They're not exactly going out there with their overalls on and. Wrangler jeans and whatnot and cowboy hats.
I'd toss on a pair of jeans, some boots.
Right. But he's got jeans
and
an old
ratty shirt.
Actually, it looks like he's got like five pocket pants on, like a pair of Lululemon specials over
there. I got
these
at Nordstrom.
Oh.
Oh. What are you laughing about in there?
They're all shopping at Nordstrom down that way.
I'm just picturing like somebody at this fair pony where he got his pants. Oh, I got him at Nordstrom.
Oh, me too. Neiman Marcus for these. Grab these bad boys at Lord & Taylor.
You're stereotyping these people so bad. Okay?
Oh, come on. I'm making fun of you is what I'm doing.